With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bit of, resignation, right? People have been beaten down by realignment. People have been left out. People are sick of that. People are not, in a great space. And so there is less, right? There just is. There is less excitement because Memphis is sort of where they are. And, and Houston and UCF, that there's no way around that. That sucks.
Right. It's just the reality.
Those are people that you have been on the same plane with. Those are people that you have been competing with, that you have beaten in the conference championship game, been in the conference championship game against, and they are moving on and you are not, right?
I mean, that's no pretty way to paint that.
That's like your classmates graduating and you get held back because you didn't, whatever. That's pretty depressing.
Yeah.
You got to go to summer school.
You got to go to summer school.
Yeah.
And guess who's in summer school? Ed and Eddie.
Rice.
Right? I mean, it's Ed and Eddie coming in here with the plank. And everybody's, much dumber than you. And you're just like, I can't believe I'm in this class with you guys.
I put myself here.
What am I doing here?
I should have taken care of business.
Right. I didn't apply myself as a student. So now I'm sitting in here with radio, I mean, that's like the Cuba Gooding.
Another
radio.
Question. These 3 years with Penny have transpired while conference realignment was happening. Do you think any of that was a consideration as these conferences pulled teams and universities?
No, because basketball doesn't matter. Basketball is not a consideration whatsoever in any of the Power Five.
In the end, our market killed us more than anything else. No?
That's what if you want to go all the way back to last summer, they did this very straightforwardly. They just sort of put it down on a piece of paper. What were the biggest markets, and that's what they went with.
You're right.
And Memphis finished fourth, I think, and they only took three, right? From the AAC.
And that would put South Florida ahead of you in line right now, wouldn't
it? Well, they took UCF.
Right? I know that, but yeah. I'm saying going forward, they're building a new on-campus stadium and they got a bigger market.
If that is what it comes down to exclusively, for sure, yes. I don't know if USF was on this list, though. I don't think USF was part of it. It was like Memphis, Boise State, and then there were five.
Mm-hmm. They picked the three that mattered.
Yeah, and then, BYU's going too, right? BYU's going to the Big 12? Yeah, I think they are. They're part of that too.
Yeah, in all sports.
So then they were there. There were six. I remember somebody told me at the time. I don't remember. There were six. Memphis finished fifth, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
That is no consolation to any Memphian, right? Oh, we finished. We were the first loser. That's great. Yeah. That's fantastic.
They start 2023 just like everybody else. Like UCF
and they just went with BYU was a major. BYU's playing Notre Dame in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. Memphis ain't playing games in Las Vegas. I mean, they're just not, right? I mean, it's just like BYU is a massive brand. It stinks, and it is further bad news, obviously, in terms if you are holding out any hope that Memphis will get, sucked up into this next round, there's just probably not going to be enough upheaval for that to happen, Jason.
That's why we get so excited about this conversation around here, Joe.
Right. That's why you have never let yourself believe, therefore you are not enduring any pain today, which is a smart calculation.
I do think, though, you can fall backwards now. That's why you have to invest. If South Florida can usurp you.
Yes, there's no doubt. I mean, that is part of it. It's just like, part of me, again, I was watching the North Texas broadcast on Saturday, and they're showing all these renderings of the Liberty Simmons Bank, and this is what it's going to look like and all that. And I'm just like, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, I hope it happens, you know? I hope they can, because it's just as much about political will as it is anything else, right? At some point, you're like, are you throwing good money at bad, et cetera, et cetera? Yes. I mean, that's there's a lot to take into consideration. But Memphis is going to try. They're going to give it their best shot. That's really all you can hope for. But, yes, in terms of the here and now, that was some not great
not
news.
Not so good for Memphis.
Yeah. But you can go. You can still go. If you can make the playoff as a 16 seed, you'll take it. You'll take it. And you'll play, a big-time program like a Penn State, probably, somebody along those lines. And And that would be exciting.
Well, you can still sell that you have a chance. You have
a chance. Exactly. That is a real thing.
As you would say.
It becomes less important to get to the Power Five now because you do have that access. If you could get in the Power
Five, you're still missing out on all the money.
That's like the biggest thing.
You get these little million-dollar payoffs.
For sure. No, it's true.
But you're still missing out
on the media rights deal. We would not be having the conversation about potential renovations. They would not be potential. They would be for sure, right, if you had that television revenue.
100%.
That's the difference. Yeah. That's you had a scratch and claw to get the things that you need to continue advancing as a program as opposed to having it written on a check for you every single summer. That is the difference. So Memphis going to keep trying. But that is certainly not going to be easy for them to do. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Tigers, about the Grizzlies, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
ESPN. Just as a little bit of background, what's going on here. Young Rock is filming in Memphis. I've talked about it before. I was actually out a couple weekends ago, and I ran into and met somebody that was doing production right on the show. They move in here. They are here through January, so they got a whole apartment. They are living in downtown Memphis. All that commerce, all that I'm assuming it's a bunch of people, right?
Oh,
hundreds,
yeah.
If not thousands of people.
Kevin Kane smiling.
Which I hope leads to other shows having the same idea. You know, Memphis is a great place. We have a lot of color. We have a lot of character here. And,
more incentives to do it now.
And that too, right?
The production stage that's over there, at Graceland, and the tax incentives, everything else.
You know, forget Georgia. You know, you always see the Georgia peach at the end of the damn show. You know, I want to see some Memphis. I want to see like a bridge.
Made in Georgia.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, my son and I sing it every time. It does feel like it's on the end of every show now.
It does, yeah. Every education.
You're right. We should change that up.
Change it up. Well,
Made in Memphis.
Young Rock is filming, and The Rock has been in the Memphis streets, folks, way more than I think we anticipated. When we first got the news, right, about it coming here, we thought he'd swoop in, swoop out, swoop on this life. Well, he has been here a lot more we thought. And this moment was captured on video. A fan, a young female fan, was waiting for him outside of the set, I assume, in Midtown Memphis, where this appears to be. And this was the exchange.
Yeah.
Carol?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I was doing so good. Oh, my God. Is there any way, like, someone could take a picture of my phone?
We can do it.
Yeah?
We'll do two. Let me take a selfie really quickly, and then I'll give it to them. I got some long arms. Ready?
Yes.
And let's get this light.
Yeah.
You come over here.
Oh, I come over here? Okay.
Ready?
This is not me, by the way. I know a lot of people think it is.
All right, and then we'll get another.
It's actually not me. I am not the fan in this audio.
It could be you.
Oh. I want to take a picture of myself. Ready? One.
All right, you're shaking. Hold on.
You're shaking.
Let's take this off.
You thought it was Jesus,
right? Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two. Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. One, two, and three. I'm going to take one more. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for waiting.
It's so nice meeting
you. What a pleasure to meet you, too.
Here,
let me
do it.
You know what we should do?
I don't.
Wow.
So there you go. Very, I thought, humble approach there from The Rock, of course. Thanked her for waiting. And
he is very gracious, obviously, with his time. Imagine he gets that from everybody, and to sit there and spend that much time with her.
Yep. There's another video of him that we did not play where it's not nighttime, but there's a bunch of people on the block where he's filming, sort of waiting outside, that they just camp out of somebody's house and are just sitting in the front yard with the kids and stuff. He's driving. He stops, gets out of the car, starts taking pictures with everybody, right? In the city of Memphis.
How about that?
Which I think is awesome. You know, he is coming here. He is fully embracing the city of Memphis. That all being said, and on top of that, by the way, the young woman there, Karis is her name, she goes to Crosstown High.
How about that?
And he is sending all of Crosstown High to see Black Adam.
Stop.
Yeah.
This guy.
Right.
He makes you like him.
He's impossible not to like.
See, he's impossible to hate.
You can't.
No,
man.
It's impossible.
The dude is a true, like, he is the IARP said he is a true philanthropist for the city of Memphis.
They already knew.
So there was no need to even go there, huh? They already knew that. I will say, as prevalent and as out there he has been publicly in Memphis, which, again, more than we thought,
yes,
that is about to end. Why is that about to end? Because he is now going on a global tour for Black Adam. That movie comes out next month.
Mm.
He's now going to be going on a global. So I think he got everything done in the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's very disappointing we didn't get you out there in the streets and have a chance encounter.
I needed somebody that was involved to tell me, right? It didn't happen. I'm not talking about, hey, come out here and be an extra. I'm not talking about that.
No, you wanted the inside.
I needed somebody.
Not famous enough.
I thought about it. I played it through in my head. You know, I said, look, I just need somebody that, you know, by pure happenstance, listens to the show and says, hey, man, I've got to.
Rock's going to be down here.
You got to be here at 4:30.
That's what he's talking for, bro.
That's what I needed. And it didn't come.
There was a picture yesterday floating around of him going down to the trailer park he grew up in Mississippi.
Oh, he's been everywhere. He's been to Folks Folly for dinner. He's been, you know. He's been in Memphis, man. Like, that's the crazy part about it. You know, I'm only 31, and I think I'll have a chance. I hope, you know, to tell The Rock, right?
You don't need to stutter. Just calm down like you told her.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, I didn't think I would get a chance to do
this.
Take
it easy. You've got time.
Thought it was the Messiah for a second.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, he's a super famous guy, right?
And is it wrong? Like, I so appreciate that young lady got that opportunity to meet him. And you could tell how much it meant to her.
Absolutely.
Right? In terms of the emotion coming out of her eyes, how much she's crying, where she's breathing. But I watched that video, and I thought the entire time how much I wanted it to be John laying his head on Rock's chest and telling him how much Rock meant to him.
Yeah.
I watched that video the entire time wishing it was John.
Essentially,
and that's how we could have that.
The reactions would have been very,
very
similar.
Yeah. Wouldn't they? Yes. Would your breathing have changed? I think it might have. There's chance it might have.
Yeah, I don't know. I often have thought about, okay, you know, what would you say? You know, what you, this is the guy that
you don't want to freak out. You don't want to, you know.
But at the same time, it's the selfish piece, right? You want your encounter to be different as well.
You want him to feel it.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to be just another fan.
Just right? Trying to get your vote for 8 years.
But the truth is like, I don't really I am just another fan. I just am. I'm you know, I've loved The Rock growing up, watched him in wrestling. Like, there's, like, that's
so seeing him in your city. and streets that you've been in must give you absolute chills.
It gives me FOMO is what it gives me.
I'm sorry?
Fear of missing out. I get FOMO from it. That I feel like that could have been me. That could have just, if I just had somebody that cared about me, man.
Yeah.
That would have told me, right? That would have just said, hey, man, be here at 5:15. It's not a guarantee, but I think we can get it done. That kind of thing. That's what I needed. But it never happened. It never happened. And I'm not going to stalk The Rock, bro. I'm 31 years old.
Sounds like you might, though.
No,
I'm
not going to.
Like nobody knew about it.
No, I'm 31 years old and I have a daughter. I'm not going to sit here and go camp out in front of on a set for hours. I'm just not going to do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I have to have a little bit of standards here for myself.
Well, we're going to give you a ticket to Black Adam.
Well, yeah.
And you can watch Rock up on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as close
private screening
as we're going to let you get.
Private
screening. Because the way you're talking, frankly, I think we might be talking restraining order time. I don't know that we want him.
No,
close to you.
Opposite that.
Because we can hear it in your voice. You say, I'm calm. Dude, you'd have been giddy as a little girl.
Of course, bro. I mean, how could I not be?
And you would mess it up.
I mean,
you can't make your impact.
I'm not a genuine fan of many people, right? I think The Rock is probably one where I'm a genuine fan, where you know this firsthand. Every time The Rock comes up in conversation, like, I perk up. You know, like, it's just one of those things. I don't know. It's and I'm not going to sit here and...
I guess Michael would have been that for me back in the day, though.
No question.
But then I became a man. You know,
if Michael Jordan walked in here with them baggy-ass jeans on, you know you would go wild, bro. You know that.
It wouldn't affect my breathing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He's been too terrible as an owner.
Well, see? He's got some flaws.
There's some time
unlike
in between
The Rock.
98 and now.
The Rock has no flaws. Everything and I know you're going to try to point to some movies, you know, he still got big paydays. That explains a lot of why he did them.
What are we expecting from Black Adam other than a big payday? How the reviews
not go. Super
what
familiar with the not super familiar with the lore there.
Okay.
So I don't, I'll see it, but I just don't, I just feel like we need more superhero movies in our society. I think we don't have enough, and I think we need more of them. Don't you?
No.
I think we just... You know, there's an appetite for superhero movies.
And there's new Wolverine or something coming out now.
Deadpool.
I can't keep up with this.
Deadpool,
movie.
Yeah.
Is it Deadpool?
Yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine is in it.
All the same.
Yep.
Well, Deadpool is different, bro, because they curse. That's what they say. It's edgy.
Oh.
Edgelord Ryan Reynolds.
So for older kids.
Well, it's, I don't know. Do you look at Bennett as an older kid? Bennett loves Deadpool, bro. Bennett loves Deadpool.
Does he love it more than Disney?
It is Disney.
Oh, of course it's Disney. Bennett will love the hell out of it.
Marvel
edgy
is Disney.
Edgy Disney.
Edgy Disney with curse words, Jason.
Watch it with a beer.
It's different.
Yes.
It's
it makes you feel better about your kids.
I'm just telling you, it's different when they curse, you know? It makes it totally different. Totally different experience.
Gotcha.
You have a different feeling walking away from it. Mm-hmm. I want to say that it was the first R-rated superhero movie, Deadpool.
Okay.
In the history of superhero, because most of those are probably PG-13, right? I think that one made history there. I'm not a huge fan of Deadpool. It's a totally different. It's not really a superhero movie. He's like an anti-hero, you know?
Yeah, I never got into it.
Which is what Black Adam is as well, but a different. That's Marvel versus DC. I don't want to bog you down.
I'm getting bogged down.
So what we're gonna do is when we come back, Jeff Calkins is gonna sort of take us through the differences between the Marvel and DC universe.
I think he'd be bogged down as well.
So we'll talk to them about Memphis and all of that. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Calkins is here, like he is every single Thursday most of the time. Are you in the FedEx Forum? Are you coming to us live from the FedEx Forum Terrace level?
No, I'm feeling a little regretful because I just stopped to get gas. You know where the Chili Verde, you know the BP where the Chili Verde?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're talking about, Big Bud. Yep.
The amazing thing is the gas there, and I don't look at gas prices because I'm oblivious, right? It's $3.49. The gas across the street from there is $3.29. Mm-hmm. How do they sell a single gallon of gas at the place that's $3.49 when right across the street at the MAPCO, it's $3.29? But because I decided I wanted the $3.29 gas and I was famished, I went in and I bought. And this is now that I hear about the wing guru and everything I could have eaten. I went to the roller. When's the last time you went to the roller in a convenience store? You know, the roller items, like the hot dogs and the taquitos or the whatever the hell they're called.
Buddy. Never.
Bottom of the barrel.
Never?
No, dude. You're a bottom feeder.
Like the pilot fish? You don't think I'm a listener? So for
angler. Angler fish.
The angler fish? Yeah. The angler fish? So for $3.29, I was able to get 2 roller items. And so I got one of those Southwest chicken taquito things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And I got 1 hot dog. And I got to say, the hot dog was delicious. I think you guys should do the roller item. The hot dog was delicious. You think less of me because I just ate a hot dog off a roller?
No, because we already knew.
Jeff eats on the run all the time.
Yeah, we already knew. Yeah,
this is common stuff.
It's not new information into
the
desk.
On the run eater.
Yeah, so it's very expected.
Truth is, you'd have taken a pizza slice or anything else that was sitting there, wouldn't you, Jeff?
From the back. They'd be like, here you go.
Here's the thing. Where can you get? It's like New York City where you can walk in and buy pizza to slice just like, right. If you could go to one of your local pizza places and get a slice of pizza, but it'd take 20 minutes. I didn't want to wait 20 minutes. Among other things, I had to talk to you. So I had to do it on the fly.
Well, you don't have to talk to us. You get to talk to us.
They got gas station
pizza. It's really the highlight of my week, every single week. It's the highlight.
Whenever it happens.
I'm not at the terrace level, though. No, I'm not doing the tour of the building, if that's what you're asking.
Is there anybody that you could meet that you're a genuine fan of as a person that you think you would sort of be overcome with emotion? Is there a person out there for you like there is for me with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No.
Nobody, not one person.
It's not that there's not people who don't really impress me or people who I wouldn't say, hey, look at that. Like, they just walk by or whatever else. But the problem is that I come at that whole thing from the sense of why do they don't want to talk to me. Like, they're just being nice to me. So why do I want to bother them to meet them? You know what I mean? Like, I come from this place of no one wants to talk to me. So why do I need to? So, like, and there are people, like, Barack Obama would be kind of cool, right? Sit down, but both of them don't want to talk to me. Or you pick whoever it is. I'd like to talk to the Pope. Like, I don't, whatever. That'd be kind of cool if you walked by here eating a hot dog off the roller. That'd be great. But he didn't want to talk to me. So in terms of celebrities, I'm a James Taylor guy. I'd be happy to talk to James Taylor, but he didn't want to talk to me.
Well, and James Taylor is not like a...
Is there a woman celebrity, Jeff, that you would get giddy around?
Elizabeth Shue.
Like Madeleine Albright, you mean?
Elizabeth Shue. I've heard of your crush on her.
Yeah, she was my childhood crush, yeah. Elizabeth Shue, my teenage crush. No, there's literally nobody. I don't get the whole thing, honestly. Like, I get a little starstruck when someone walks across the street, whatever. You're somewhere and you say, hey, there's so-and-so. That's kind of cool. But I would keep them at a distance because they don't need to be bothered with me. I don't really understand it. I go up and take a picture with them. Although what's interesting is that people occasionally will do that with me, but with me, it's so rare that it's just flattering when someone does that. When someone
right,
comes up
no, it's home, like, yeah, no, for sure, exactly.
It's like it makes you feel like, oh, my God, this person wanted to take a picture with me. I must be worth something. I must not be the speck of dirt that I think I am. And but for if you're The Rock, like, you're The Rock everywhere you go.
That's
you're never
true.
Not The Rock, and literally everybody knows The Rock.
That's
and
right.
So, why would I bother The Rock with a picture? If The Rock walked by me, would absolutely want a picture with The Rock. You'd go up, shake his hand.
Well,
I think
it's nice. I think it's nice to be able to tell people, but I also think it's nice for people to hear that they meant something to you, that their art meant something to you.
That's interesting. If you have something really to say that is of significance, like what they've meant to you, I think that's. It may be different than just, hey, it's The Rock, take a picture, selfie.
Right,
like
there was an exchange that a buddy of mine had when Mike Conley got drafted by the Grizzlies, and Mike Conley was having a meet and greet at AutoZone, and this was when he was a rookie, and this is when nobody really cared about who he was. So my buddy waited in line, and because you got your stuff, whatever, you got a picture, and when he got to the front of the line, he started freestyle rapping for Mike Conley about him being drafted by the Grizzlies. That was stupid.
Cringe.
That was awful. That was the worst moment of my teenage life, being a part of that. There was no value in doing that for either Mike Conley or my friend. But if it had been like The Rock, for example, and I ever got a chance to meet him, I'd say, man, I have been watching and consuming your products and everything you've done since I was 9 years old, and I think you're an awesome human being, and I appreciate the way that you go about your business, and I just wanted you to know that I think you're a genuine person, et cetera. I would say that. I would say, in so many words, right, I would say that.
Chad, I hope you could say better, something better than that. Say something better than that.
What do you want me to say?
It's fine, but you have a story or a little what he meant, like, you know?
Yeah.
Something a little more touching.
Well, I have a tattoo dedicated that was influenced.
Consuming your product.
Whoa,
is not like the
that.
Most. Consuming your product is no, like, you know, yeah, that you meant a lot to me. I just want you to know that your work has meant that's nice.
Yeah.
Your work has meant a lot to me.
I know this is not something that you have ever heard on a personal level. So I know it's hard for you to fathom somebody saying that to somebody, right? That their work meant something to them.
I was at the Best of Memphis Awards last night as a double winner.
That's because that is a stop the steal. Stop the steal.
Man, congratulations, Jeff.
Congrats, Jeff.
That's
huge.
I was at the Best of Memphis Awards last night as a double winner.
Stop the steal. I need to get those old Dominion, those Dominion voting counters looked at.
And a woman literally mentioned two columns that I'd written about her family that meant just the world to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, it touched me. And so, but again, this may confuse you. I'm not The Rock.
Yeah.
So for me, it's rare when someone comes up and says something like that. And so therefore I appreciate it. If it's every single minute, every day.
Right.
I don't know.
This was
like
more of a thing that you had to deal with when you were hosting Sports Files.
Back when that was much more of the people who would wait outside WKNR.
It was just Greg Gaston waiting outside of Sports Files for you, wasn't it?
No, I don't really have anyone. I still have people I admire and whatever else, but I don't really have celebrity crushes. Like if Josh Allen walked by, would I go shake his hand? No.
Oh, stop.
No.
I would shake Josh Allen's hand, like, dog, you're goated.
My niece was at a, it's funny you should bring up dog. My niece was at a dog park with Josh Allen. Josh Allen had his dog at the dog park, and she had her dog at the dog park. And they didn't talk about, she did like, you know, whatever. They talked about, hey, what kind of dog? Like that kind of thing. But it was just a totally, I'm going to pretend you're not Josh Allen. We're just going to have to talk about our dog's conversation.
Well, like, yes, I think that is like.
I think that's the way to handle it.
Like, if I ran into The Rock, I'm not going to sit here and say, man, you know, I thought your performance in Hercules was really good, but it would have been so much better if you. Like, I'm not going to do that, bro. I'm not going to, like, sit there and chop.
No, but she didn't say, I love you, I whatever. She just talked about him as he's another human being.
Well, that's fine.
She
but,
didn't acknowledge his superstardom. She just.
I think it's okay to break the third wall there.
Let me ask you this: are you stalking Rock all over town? Is this? Are you like lying?
No. He posts everything on Instagram. He posts everything on Instagram.
What about Instagram?
He posts everything there, all the encounters that he's had in Memphis. So I'm like watching these, and I'm just like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Missing out.
You know, could have been me, bro. If I just lived in Midtown, it could have been me right there. Right there meeting the great one.
He's an impressive fellow. I'll say that. He's an impressive fellow.
Now, Jeff, so, let me ask you this. When did these feelings for Elizabeth Shue begin? Was it Karate Kid? Like, take me back to when you started to tingle.
If you watch her work in Karate, she's just a perfect girl next door. She's like wearing a sweater, you know.
Rich kid, but who was nice to the poor kids.
She's so sweet. Mm-hmm. She looks vulnerable and yet buxom, you know. She was just a perfect teenage crush. Yeah, I don't have many since then. You know, back in the day, Kathy Ireland, that was another one. I was more of a Cheryl Teagues was the big one. Is she dead now? I think she's dead.
You were
dead.
More of an Audrey Hepburn guy.
I didn't know. But I was more of a Kathy Ireland.
What about Tawny Cattain? Remember her? Wasn't that her name?
She's deceased.
Was she on top of a car?
Yeah, the White Snake video. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Jeff.
No, that's a little too hardcore.
Cheryl Teagues is alive, Jeff. Yep.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
75.
Farrah Fawcett's not, though, right?
No, I think it's...
No, Farrah's passed.
Farrah's gone. Mm-hmm. Farrah's gone.
She's lost Tawny, too.
Cheryl Teagues is with us.
Yeah, Tawny's
gone. Farrah Fawcett, mm-hmm. not with us.
You're more of like a...
Like a lot of healthy girls, did you, Jeff?
Elizabeth Taylor kind of guy.
Never was a big Elizabeth Taylor fan, but I didn't know her when I didn't follow her work when she was beautiful. By the time I got, she's a little older than me. She's a little older than me. That wasn't my
Shirley MacLaine.
She's super old,
you know.
John,
right? But it's funny. I mean, back to the thing. I wrote a whole column.
Don't go back to the thing.
I wrote a whole column about Penny Hardaway and selfies, and I had people.
Yes.
Because the question was who is the most. Who has had more pictures taken of them than any other Memphian?
Right.
And I think the question was whether it was Jerry Lee Lawler or Penny Hardaway. And right. I think it's Penny.
Absolutely.
It is. And you know what? In that same column, there were guys in that column that did not want to wash their shirts because it had like buffalo wing stains on it that they ate with Penny or something.
So
I don't remember.
People,
yeah.
Listen, there were so many people who sent in. I said, send me your picture with Penny. And I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures of Penny, and we tried to print as many as we could. Like we collected mm-hmm. them in a, and then I told the stories that went in to the story behind the picture. Penny is literally the most patient selfie taker. I mean, there were times Penny would show people how to take a better selfie, and you know, he's just extraordinary. It really is. Of all the Penny's patience with selfie takers, I think he must really enjoy it because I don't
For
think
sure.
you could be that consistently nice if you were faking it, right?
You
I think I'll be nice. It's a pain in the ass, but I'll smile. I think he must actually enjoy it because it's unbelievable. You know, people ask if 3 minutes before a game you'll be in mm-hmm. Orlando and someone will come out. I loved you when you – they're playing the UCF. I loved you when you were with the Magic. And he'll stop, put down his board and take a picture with him. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And so maybe that makes me think that maybe the people like The Rock and Penny, there are people who legitimately mm-hmm. draw pleasure and strength from – all the adulation that they get and the human connection. Maybe that's a better way to put it. The human connection they get with people.
Absolutely. Jeff, appreciate your time, man. Thank you,
brother.
Yep. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Thursday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, the players, the team, the grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Get on down to Homer Scott and Crush Dodge Jeep Ram. It'll make you want to dance. All those deals they're making happen. They got cars on the lot. They got the Wagoneers. They got the Cherokees. They got the Ram 1500s. Deals on deals. They want to make one with you. The latest and the greatest technology. Cars on the lot. Great team to get you in that car. Go see our man Shaq.
Hey, they'll get your tags for you as well. They told me out there, hey, you know, with what's going on, the clerk's office could be a while on tags. They have my tags in 2 weeks. I let them take care of it for me. Shaq knows the ins and the outs of how to get your tags after you buy that ride, which I did a couple of months ago, still thankful for. Made a great deal. Thanks to Shaq. Go see our man for yourself. His name, by the way, James Moore, Shaq. He's the GM out there. They're going to take care of you all the way down to their numbers guy, Doug Layton. My sales guy, Brian Hughes, knew everything about our Jeep Cherokee. So this is the one you want. We did it. Got what we wanted. Low mileage, nice 7-year warranty. You can get what you want, too. Check out the selection online at homerskeltoncdj.com. But you're better off just driving out to 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North in Millington. Go see for yourself how the Just Much Normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Interesting game tonight on Amazon Prime Video. Dolphins and the Bengals. Dolphins coming off of a very big win over the Buffalo Bills. Where they ran, I believe, 39 plays to the Buffalo Bills 90. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty wild. Pretty big disparity there. So they're coming off of that. And then the Bengals, of course, are 1-2. And, you know, I just find this line very interesting because, you know, usually what they say is home field advantage is worth 3 points. Now, some will tell you in 2022, home field advantage is only worth 2 now. Right, it depends on who you ask. You know, some people believe home field advantage has diminished in its value. So, but let's just use the standard 3. So they are saying that the Bengals are a half a point better, right, than the standard 3 points they'd be getting as a home team. Do we really believe that the way the Bengals have played this season deserves? Do they deserve to be laying 3.5 against an undefeated team? I think the answer is unequivocally no. Then why are they? Why are they?
They want you to take the Dolphins.
I just ask. They want that Dolphins money. I ask a question. Doesn't guarantee anything, but, you know, you kind of sniff around a little bit. It's a little funky, man. Mm-hmm. I know Miami's coming off of that, you know, hot day, emotional win, but this is funky.
The Bills are still banged up. I mean, excuse me. The Bengals are still banged up in some areas, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, look, I don't have a play on this game tonight. I think based on the number, I would have to play the Bengals because it's so funky, it smells so bad that I just have to step in it to see what it is. It's like, is this cow dung or you know, what is it? Anyway, should be a very interesting game tonight. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Drew Hill as well. Gina and Jeff are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.